It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, Bob, are all the computers working today?
I believe they all are.
And do we know who the president is?
Yeah, for right now, Joseph Biden is still in there. Now, the latest is that he's not going to run in 2024. Now, that's not going to be brand new news for a lot of people, but for some it might be if you were busy all weekend.
Yeah.
And part of your routine is you're not so plugged in, and now you are. Yes, Joe Biden will not run. I am absolutely amazed that it took this long. I never would have guessed it. If he was not going to run, I thought for sure that call would have been made much, much sooner.
Not this close to the convention.
They really, the Dems shot themselves in the foot in so many different ways on this. And they knew that there were issues with Joe and,
sure,
you know, his mental acuity. And look, there's a degradation of his health. I mean, it was obvious. They protected him. They covered for him. Mm-hmm. And people are going to try to make a big deal. Somebody was, I think it was Fox News, running a collage of all the people going, he's as sharp as I've ever seen him. And he's yes, this and he's that. Well, you got to remember, first of all, they're politicians. Second of all, they're Democrats. So it's like, yeah, they lie and then they even exaggeratingly lie. And that was the case. We all knew that there were issues there, but why did they screw themselves, for lack of a better term, screw themselves out of a primary?
Yeah.
To really get people fired up over, you know, and maybe even if it was Kamala, if somebody says, hey, we can redo that image, we can make her with enough money, with enough campaign funds, we can make her seem like a really, you know, a reasonable choice. But now, this late in the game?
Yeah.
I mean, who in the world? What's going to happen? And I thought automatically, you know, Kamala is going to be the top of the ticket. That's it.
Right.
But there's a lot of speculation that might not be the deal.
Not today.
And then there's the whole thing about the money and the FEC. I mean, they have a lot of rules related to the elections. That's what they do, the Federal Election Commission. And so my understanding was, as long as she's in the race, because she was part of the ticket that, you know, that money is bundled under or whatever, that, you know, that would all still continue to go to the quote-unquote campaign.
Right. That's what I thought. But
I don't know. Might be a little more technical or something. And then the other thing is so they're going to have a convention where they could just start the whole process over of determining who's going to be both the president and the vice president.
Yeah.
And if they that would be interesting, because this is the same party that, you know, every vote counts and, you know, you can't disenfranchise. Be like, well, you disenfranchise a lot of people, because the only people voting in this thing would be the delegates. The delegates are choosing, not the people per se.
Well, and last time around, they really just put him in as the nominee. I mean, as far as Kamala's concerned, face it, she had no support. She was the first to bail at the debates. I mean, she had no support whatsoever.
Yeah, she dropped out of the race even before they get to Iowa. So there was no, there was no fire there. There was no, she wasn't clicking at all. All right. So I think I texted you, Greg, yesterday, and I think it's going to be Mayor Pete. It's going to be Kamala
okay
on top, Mayor Pete, VP. I just have a feeling. Think about it. Okay. A lot of people would say Newsom. Newsom has a lot of baggage. Mm-hmm. And the hardcores, lefties, they like him. But anybody less than hardcore, you don't even have to go all the way to moderate because there's only like 12 of those.
And he's not going to want to be in the number two position.
Well, and that's, you got to figure that too. Kamala, and if you have a strong male, yeah, I don't think that would be a good, it would feel maybe a little lopsided. And certainly
yes, it would.
The VP Newsom, I don't know if his ego would even allow him to be second banana. So
yeah.
I thought what would be the pick in terms of a chemistry. Now, the guy that the woman would like to, you know, hey, let's go shopping.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean that in a disparaging way.
But it's true, yeah. Well, and actually both Newsom and Whitmer had said they had no interest in being VP, according to sources, under a Kamala Harris.
I don't see a double woman ticket. I don't have a problem with women in power, whatever. I don't know if, you know, a lot of middle-of-the-road voters are kind of ready for that, if you will.
Right.
Maybe old-fashioned, maybe a lot of old-fashioned
males. But you're doubling up on some of the old-school thinking of, you know, woman's not right for the job. Oh, so great. You got her, and then you got another one that's a heartbeat away. I could see some people thinking that way.
Because if, let's just say, the VP was a male, I could see, I mean, the current VP was a male, I could see Hillary getting in there somehow.
Yes.
I don't see how that would work now. But again, if it goes all the way to the convention in August and they go from ground zero, who knows what they could end up with?
Oh.
I mean, remember, the delegates tend to be political animals, if you will.
Right.
So they're going to follow maybe more of an agenda than being able to step back and look at it. Like, okay, what do the crossover voters, the people that are independents, how would this play in their mind? They tend not to think that way.
They're going to want what they want.
Yeah, they're strong, like the cheerleading type. It's going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be sloppy. I just don't see how the Democrats can come out of this in good shape. However, look,
who knows?
An old man in his basement beat a very, very popular president.
Yeah.
So I guess anything's possible. And then this whole aspect of how clean an election it'll be. But if I were a bet man, it'd be real hard to put money on the Democrats this time around.
And you can't put a stronger personality under her. That just would not work. So that's where Mayor Pete might be a good option for them.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
You know, but then again, you know, I did mention, I turned to Betsy last night, I go, well, the problem with a Kamala, you know, Mayor Pete ticket is, you know, that could turn out to be a real train wreck. Train wreck?
Well, it's, you know, the
Pete Buttigieg, director of transportation.
Yeah, I get it. The
that
judges,
whole thing, that derailment in Ohio, you're not going to, you were going to to give credit.
It's like Family Feud. The judges had to confer for a moment, and then they're like, yeah, you get it.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Hey, take what you can get.
Yeah.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.